You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't know if it's a real thing, because I feel like whenever they have these national weeks or these national days, it's just somebody that wants to run some kind of promotion. But I did read that it is National Pizza Week.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. These holidays are kind of fake at this point. I think you sign up for them on web pages and stuff. I'm here for pizza. I do like pizza. I'll celebrate pizza if you make me.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. I saw something saying that one of the most popular combinations on a pizza for 2020 was pineapple and ham.
Yeah.
Now, of course,
the Hawaiian,
which I think is disgusting and gross and sacrilegious in a lot of ways. But, you know, I let it go over my head and I try not to let it bother me that much because, you know, I'm a pizza snob.
Well, I mean, you don't have to eat it.
Well,
that would be the biggest point is, you know, freedom of choice. You don't actually have to eat it.
I know.
So it's okay for others to be allowed to have it.
But I just don't understand why you would want the sweet of the pineapple to go with the richness of a sauce. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It's like pretzels and ice cream. It's sweet and salty. That's
I don't know what people
like.
Yeah. But now they have a list of the must try 2021 combinations on your next pie.
Okay.
And I think we're getting carried away.
We're trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are they?
It's the taco pie. So it's ground beef, beans, salsa, black olives, mozzarella, and then crushed tortilla chips.
No, I think I'm good with that. I don't really need that.
But we already have tacos, so why does tacos have to be on our pizza?
Right, no. But some people really, really, really love tacos.
Okay, this one I'm here for. Fig and pig. Prosciutto, fig jam, and ricotta cheese.
Prosciutto,
yes.
Fig jam,
yes.
And ricotta.
So I have learned that any time that you put, like, fig jam is my jam
right now. It's the jam?
It is the jam.
Can't say I've had it.
Oh, my gosh. It is a deliciousness that I didn't know existed until recently. Like, it was one of those things that it comes on the antipas plate, but usually you push it to the side. You think it was, like, just as a filler. It's not. We don't give fig jam the props it deserves.
So is it sweet, though? Is it taste?
Yes,
you
it's
just,
sweet.
You just took pineapple off pizza because it's too sweet. Now fig jam is your jam, so it's okay?
It's different.
Oh, okay, if you say so.
Anchovies and ricotta.
No, anchovies is done. Like, their day is past.
You think so?
Your grandma, your grandpa, you could eat some anchovies every once in a while to keep them happy. But the truth is that nobody's really buying that in big percentages. That ain't happening.
Lox or smoked salmon, red onions, and mascarpone cheese.
No.
Like, it's like a bagel, but instead it's your pizza.
Right.
And corn and ham. Supposed to be the new it pizza for 2021. Corn and ham.
I never tried that before.
Corn on your pizza?
I don't know.
I'm intrigued.
It's also kind of sweet, but good for you and has a texture. It's interesting. You know, pizza is one of those things that I'm not going to order any one of those pizzas. I would not make the order for that pizza. I don't want to pay for that pizza. But if I'm walking by and there's 10 pizzas out there and I've had 6 pieces of my favorite pizza and I'm completely full, I might give one of those other pizzas a bite.
You're
just
like,
to give it a shot.
Give me that corn pizza.
That's
now
right.
That I'm full, I'll try it. Puzzles are the it thing of 2021. Everywhere you look, everyone's selling puzzles or talking about how good puzzles are.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. What I didn't think, Raven, was that when I found out this weekend, you and your wife, Alicia, are putting together like a 5,000-piece one. You think you're the king of puzzles
it's
now.
It's actually not. So it's our first puzzle together as husband and wife. And
okay.
It takes a little bit of a learning curve here. So we only started with 550.
Mm-hmm.
It is an intricate puzzle, though. It's pretty small with 550 pieces. But I used to do puzzles with 1,500 pieces all the time with my grandmother.
Oh, you're just
and
like
those
a
were
pro.
Crazy hard. Really difficult.
Raven came in here yesterday and he's bragging about how good he is at puzzles.
I will kick your butt at a puzzle.
So what I said, all right, Let's put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. My wife keeps telling me that that's not actually how puzzles work. It's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
Well, you know, I mean, to each their own. You know, when you want to be the best, you got to be the best.
You know who else is really into puzzles?
Who's that?
My girls. My 11-year-old daughter, Hayden, and my toddler. She's two, Dakota. They love to put puzzles together. Well, really what it is Hayden puts them together and then right. Dakota destroys them and runs around like a maniac.
Which is pretty much what she does all the time anyways, no matter what the activity.
Right. So I found a puzzle that, you know, I got over the holidays and sure. Hayden had not put it together yet. So last night I interviewed her before she put it together and I asked her, does she have any tips for putting together puzzles? And this is what she said.
Look at the box.
And what else do you do?
Try to see what pieces are the corners and have edges.
That's good. Any other tips?
No, not really.
That's it. That's all the tips.
It's a good move. Start yeah. with the edges, right? Mm-hmm. And then work your way in.
And look at the box. Well, that was important.
Yeah, and look for color patterns and stuff like that. I'm doing the same thing right now.
Yeah? All right, so then I put her to the test. It's a 24-piece floor puzzle that is meant for three-year-olds. And I timed her, and this is how it went.
Hayden, you ready?
No.
On your mark, get set, go.
You're here. You go here somewhere.
I like that you're talking your way through it.
I'll be quiet.
Do you talk your way through puzzles? Do you talk while you do it?
Well, I talk myself through things when I'm concentrating from time to time. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Perfect.
2 minutes and 20 seconds, Hayden. Come on. Come on. Almost there. Come on. Can you
Who can work
minutes?
Under those
you
circumstances?
Now, I want to let you know, the whole time that Hayden is putting this together,
right.
my toddler Dakota is screaming and running around.
Because you're not paying attention
pieces.
To her at that moment. You're watching what Hayden's doing.
No, that's just because she's a toddler and that's what she does. And she's going insane. She's jumping on the box. She's trying to rip pieces out of her sister's hand.
Perfect.
I call it toddler interference. You want to put together a puzzle and you want to give yourself a challenge, put a toddler in it. So how did it end?
Come on. Yeah! Nice job. You did it in 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Mm-hmm. Well done. Okay, Dakota. Why don't you get off the puzzle now?
So Dakota's literally standing on it. She's like, well done!
Right. To both of us.
2 minutes and 50 seconds.
It's pretty impressive.
If you want to watch the video of Hayden putting it together, we have it up on our Facebook page and on Instagram. Just search for Anna and Raven if you're not friends with us yet. You could watch her put it together in real time with the toddler destroying it as she's doing it.
I'm only going to ask one question.
Yes.
And it's not going to affect whether or not I think that I can actually beat that time.
Okay.
She's put that puzzle together before, correct?
No, we just opened it yesterday. It was our
All
first
right.
time. So this is the first time she put it together. This is going to be the first time you put it together.
That's
Can
right.
you beat 2 minutes and 50 seconds? It's a showdown of all showdowns. Raven versus my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden. Both of them claim to be the best at putting together puzzles. Puzzles are the new it pastime of 2021.
Are you serious? She claims to be the best?
She thinks she's really good. And I got to be honest with you. She is pretty good. She really, really is.
I didn't realize that she was actually boastful out there in the world about this. Now I really, really, really want to win.
So I took a new puzzle that I bought for my toddler, Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
It is meant for three-year-olds.
Yep.
It is a floor puzzle. It has 24 pieces. This is how long it took Hayden to put it together.
Nice job. You did it in 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Okay, Dakota, why don't you get off the puzzle now?
Now, you don't have the toddler interference because my two-year-old was jumping all over it while she was doing it.
Sure.
You have 2 minutes and 50 seconds, 24-piece puzzle. Ready?
Okay. All right, ready, go.
Go! Now, here's the thing. I'm going to give you some play-by-play on Raven's technique. Right now, he has taken the 24-piece puzzle, and he's put the pieces all over the counter. Now, this is a fairy puzzle. So there's all different fairies. It is a beautiful scenery. These fairies... Actually, they may be fairy mermaids, which I'm not sure actually exist in real life, but under the sea in this puzzle, they certainly do. Raven, I'll tell you right off the bat, is nowhere near as far as Hayden was at this point when she was putting it together. Now, if you missed it, you can go to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, and you can see her put it together live with my toddler Dakota jumping all over it last night. If you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven. Raven, how are you feeling over there?
It's trickier than I thought it would be, but
yeah.
I'm getting there.
Raven is doing the technique where he's going for the sides and the edges and the bottoms. Now, normally I would say if this was a 1,500-piece puzzle or a 1,000-piece puzzle or a big one, that would be the way to go. When you're dealing with 24 pieces, I'm not sure. I think that's going to take more time, and the time to beat right now is 2 minutes and 50 seconds. That's how long it took Hayden. Raven, right now you are at a minute and 10 seconds. How are you feeling about your chances right now?
Oh, I'm feeling okay.
You're feeling all right?
While you talk to me, it makes it a little bit more challenging.
Okay, well, then I won't talk. I'll just do commentary.
You're
right
a liar.
Now, let me see. So far, Raven has put together one underwater water mermaid fairy. She is a redhead. She seems very content being under the water as a mermaid fairy. Mm-hmm. Okay, Raven at this point has the entire bottom of the puzzle put together. Now remember, this puzzle is meant for three-year-old toddlers. Three-year-olds. There are only 24 pieces in the entire puzzle, and they're very, very big. All right, Raven, you're approaching 1 minute and 50 seconds. You have exactly 1 minute to finish this puzzle. And I gotta be honest with you, it's looking pretty good. Now he's got the whole left side up, he's got the top up, he's got the entire square put together. He's just missing the middle pieces. But now he's starting to fumble on the pieces. He's starting to fall apart. You see little pieces of sweat on his forehead. Raven is putting together a puzzle meant for toddlers. Can he beat my 11-year-old putting it together? Go! Oh, he dropped a piece on the floor! He dropped a piece on the floor! Okay.
I do not have that.
Raven, you are at 2 minutes and 30 seconds. You have 20 seconds left. It's going to be really close. It's going to be really close. You've got 20 seconds left, Raven. Can you do it? Can you do it in... Uh-oh. We've got 10 seconds left. You have three pieces left. You have three pieces left.
Oh,
you have three...
On.
5 seconds. 5 seconds left.
Where's
You've got
the...
one piece left.
I...
You've got one piece left. Oh, my gosh.
I did it.
2 minutes. Look at the clock.
2 minutes, 49.95.
It's the exact same amount of time.
I feel like I beat her by 0.05.
Okay, Raven.
Feel like I...
If that's what you want to feel better about yourself and an 11-year-old, congratulations. If you want to watch this live, you can head to our Facebook page right now. Check it out.
I'm sweating.
You're sweating.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. If your marketing department thinks that advertising death is the way to get you to purchase more things, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, fear does seem to be a motivating factor sometimes in time. So who is it that's using it?
I have the strangest thing going on right now. And
okay.
I'm not even sure like what my obsession is with it. So my mother-in-law passed away back in May, right?
Right.
And I had bought an urn. And I bought it from a website. And I won't even mention the website's name.
So you didn't buy it from the memorial
place? I didn't buy it
place,
from the place.
Right,
no,
right.
Actually, they told me to go to this website because they said that it's significantly cheaper and like that the quality is really good. Whatever. They were really nice about the whole thing.
Okay.
Anyway, fast forward. I go to the website and I buy it. And it's almost like an Amazon of urns and like.
Sure, of course. I mean, that's the product that they sell. So you would expect that. There'd be plenty of them.
So I bought like a couple. I bought some things that I needed from there, memorial things. And and everything was great. No problems. They email me every single day since May.
And you're on the caller list now. You're on the client list.
Christmas morning, I get an email from them. And I'm like, it's Christmas, right? And the subject of it says, we know what you really want for the holidays. And I'm like, and I think to myself,
20% off urns. That's what you really want.
Oh my gosh, that's what it was.
I
have to open the email because if you get something from this like website where all they do is sell urns,
you feel like it might be a message that's telling you when you're going to die.
I'm like, what do I really want from your website on Christmas morning? What is it?
I'd be curious what they know.
20%
right?
off. 20% off all urns. I go, who is like stocking up on urns for people?
Hey, Black Friday shopping, man.
What?
You know, you get that done a little bit earlier on, right?
Well,
Christmas time, you're flush full of gift cards or whatever it may be. Maybe it's your time to go ahead and make that spend.
And
I
can't unsubscribe because for some reason now I'm so invested in every day's email that comes from them.
Right.
But can you imagine? Like, that's not something that you buy every day. It's not like they're advertising. I don't know, something you would need every day, like shampoo. It's like, who every day is like, let me go to perfectmemorials.com.
Yeah, but
and find
you know,
an
here's
urn.
The thing you need to consider. It might not be the thing you need every day, but tomorrow could be the day that you need it.
They know exactly what I want on Christmas morning. 20% off urns.
They know
That's
when your time is up. They also know that.
That's all I need to know about you. Isn't that the wackiest thing? Oh, look, unlock the mystery. Look, look, look. Today's email from this morning, 4:02 a.m. Unlock the mystery. Day 2 of 5 days of mystery. Every day this week, we're going to offer you a great mystery deal. Unearned. All right.
If you're stoic and brave when you're in the doctor's office and they're putting a needle into your hand, but when you call your wife after, all you want to do is whine and possibly cry a little bit. That's all I need to know about you.
Aww.
I got a needle in my hand yesterday that was so big, Anna.
Oh, I know.
It must have been 3 feet long.
You think you only complained to your wife?
It was like 2 inches wide, the diameter of this thing. Aww. Oh, my gosh. And then they pushed this fluid into my hand, and it hurt.
Oh, you're...
And it still hurts today.
Man pain. That's what it is. You have man pain. You're so sad. Raven came in this morning, and he's like, I had to have a needle in my hand yesterday. I'm like, you had to get a shot? It was really long and big, and it really, really hurt.
That's
like,
right.
What did you want me to say? Well, I don't know.
Something more sympathetic would have been good.
Would you like 20% off an urn? Because I can make that happen for you right now. I've got 5 days of mystery sales going on right now for urns.
Again, it's like you know something I don't.
That's all I need to know about you. There's plenty about the NFL that I don't understand, but this has gotten my attention.
That's for sure.
Yeah, over the last couple weeks, because I don't understand why they do this to people. I think it's humiliating. It's Anna and Raven. So, have you noticed, is this a new thing? I keep hearing them making announcements like, the New York Jets have asked permission to interview the defense coach from this other team or whatever.
Right.
So why do they announce that they're going to be interviewing other coaches? Because then when they don't get the job, everybody knows they went for the interview and they didn't get it. And doesn't that just feel bad?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, because most of these guys are under contract, right? So if somebody's under contract, obviously, even if they're going for a bigger job, to request permission makes it legal within the league. So the league has certain rules that says you can't talk to people under contract during the playing season.
Okay, Raven, that makes sense to me.
Right. There's another reason, too, is for minority laws and so forth to make sure that they're adhering to the policies that are put forward by something that's called the Rooney policy.
Sure. Good. There was a lot of meow, meow, meow.
Okay.
NFL talk. But what I don't understand is how come everybody else has to know? Like, why do they make announcements?
Because it's
all
public.
Over the why?
Yeah. No, like, it's public information. And then, of course, you know, the sports media wants to know because they want to get fans excited and keep them in the loop as to, you know, who might be your prospective coaches.
All I keep thinking about is all the coaches that don't get the job.
Right. You feel bad for them.
Right. Because, like, do they get text messages like, hey, I just heard that you're going for this interview. Did you get it? And then you have to be like, nah. went with somebody else.
You don't really have to say it because, I mean, then that is also announced. They let them know who's and a lot of times, too, they always talk about, you know, how somebody did in the interview sessions or, you know, whether or not they thought that coach was ready or whatever. It's all part of it.
Humiliating. Did you ever go for an interview for a job and you didn't get it?
Yeah, I can remember I had a job that I went for, and I must have done like 3 remote interviews for this job. And this is before remote was anything to be talked about. This was like the early 2000s or whatever. So, I mean, it was quite a process to go through that. It was a job in the Midwest. I didn't end up getting it. Ironically, when I was working in Boston shortly after that, the boss who almost gave me the job supposedly in the Midwest became the boss in Boston and then fired me within a year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that didn't go the way that I thought it would go.
Now, how would you like it if they announced it on every single news channel that that had happened? Wouldn't that hurt your feelings?
You know, it's funny. In radio, we get a bit of that because you're there one day and then you're gone the next.
Well, it's
so
true.
Everybody knows. And in the Facebook age, that stuff just lives on.
I always say I interviewed for this job twice on air and I got rejected twice before I got it the third time. It was over a course of like a year and a half
when you got rejected.
Yeah.
I mean, how did were people aware of that? They know?
Yeah, because it's a public audition. I'm on the air and then they know that you're just being tried out and then you're all
did they say that
gone. No, they just went with somebody else.
Well,
you know? And then finally I got to be on the radio.
I just imagine it being like, Anna's here to audition today, and then Anna's gone like a cosmonaut. She just erase you from history.
But let's make all these coaches that aren't getting the jobs feel better. Right out of college, I interviewed at Pepperidge Farm to work in the communications department, and the head of HR was my mentor.
and I didn't get the job.
Oh, that's rough.
Oh, it was heartbreaking.
All that time in college and so forth, they're telling you that you could be the best, that if you just aim high, and then nope.
Nope. Dana and Raven. I think it's so strange that NFL always announces when they're interviewing coaches for certain positions, because then when they don't get the job, then it like it's heartbreaking. You feel so bad. Everybody knows you didn't get the job.
Let's not be too sad. They make millions.
What job did you interview for that you didn't get? 1-800-330-9999. It's Dana and Raven. What's the job you interviewed for that you didn't get?
I had an interview to be a cashier at Walmart, and I didn't get the job.
Oh, whoa. Well, did you have any experience as a cashier?
I don't have any experience, but it's Walmart.
Yeah, I mean,
they're supposed to show me what to do.
Yeah, like, it's right. They train you. It's a cash register. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
He's not doing long-form trigonometry.
Right, but I mean, if you have no experience, you can't be shocked when they don't call you back
for any job.
I mean,
I can tell you right now, I've been in several lines, and there's been an issue that came up, and I would have bet 2-1 that those people didn't have any experience either.
Thank you.
Then, of course, there is the cashier that knows every code by heart and everything, but that's you in a couple months once you've been doing it a while.
But that's not even the issue, is that the hiring manager said the reason I didn't get the job is I wasn't fit. What is that supposed to mean?
Like, you weren't fit?
You weren't fit, like, in shape, or you wouldn't fit with the team?
Yeah, which is it?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't lifting the cash register. Like,
maybe they said you weren't a fit. Because
right.
I can't imagine that they all of a sudden they're taking, like, they're weighing you. This seems strange.
And Raven, what's the job that you interviewed for that you didn't get?
I interviewed to be a cocktail waitress at the Bellagio in Las Vegas, and they never called me back. I have no idea why. I'm cute as hell.
I mean, that's the thing is, I couldn't ask, but had to ask because kind of got to be like, you got to be a nine. You got to be a nine. I mean, as a guy who lived in Las Vegas and was living with somebody doing the exact same thing, going after those same jobs, you got to be a nine or a 10 at some of those places.
Well, maybe. Absolutely. So what are you saying? Maybe you should go to Circus.
Well, sometimes you can be a three, but you've been there for 4 decades, you know, sometimes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the job that you interviewed for that you didn't get?
Okay, so I graduated from one of the top acting schools in New York City, and it's not even the job that I can't get. I can't even get a call back for Disney World. I can't even get into that room to audition for Disney World. It's ridiculous.
Wait,
top acting school.
Wait a minute. You're not talking about, like, you know, Disney's production of Lion King on Broadway or something. You're talking about
Disney Park. No, I'm not even talking about Broadway. I'm talking about the theme park to be a princess. Like, I cannot even get in there.
Well, I heard that it's actually pretty difficult because they like to promote from within and they like to hire from within.
Listen. You're talking to a dancing, singing ranger from Six Flags Magic Mountain right here.
Okay? Yeah.
All right. Maybe I can give a call to a friend or something like that.
To
out
Walt
there.
Disney.
But I'm going to need your slate tape, all right? You're going to have to send me your audition.
Yeah.
I'll
send
you my website. Yeah, I'll send you my card.
Raven will forward that right over to Mickey Mouse.
No. I said I might.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man. We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
Santa and Raven, this is when you get to judge on what I did, was whether it was right or it was wrong.
Yeah, go ahead.
There is this new pop-up donut place that opened up.
These are the rages now, the boutique donuts, man.
Right. And the thing is that it's only open on Saturdays and Sundays. It opens from 8 to noon or until, I quote, until they sell out of the donuts.
Right, that does happen.
So people start lining up at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning to get these magical donuts.
Can you imagine on the weekend, like, that's what you're doing with your time?
Which normally, I don't, like, I'm into hype, but
right.
Like, I wouldn't want to do this. This
buy
isn't my
in that
idea.
Much, right.
Especially for how early we get up in the mornings during the week. I like to, like, be able to sleep to at least, I don't know, 6 on the weekends.
Right, at some point.
Right. So.
But you're the hero if you show up with these donuts.
Exactly.
Right.
And because everybody's talking about them. So my two girlfriends, it was their birthday, and neither of them are comfortable eating out yet because of the pandemic. So they said, I know what we can do that's really fun. Let's go wait in line really early in the morning outside, and we'll get the donuts. And I was like, this sounds like a terrible idea.
Right.
Nobody, like, I don't want to do
this. But it's their birthdays.
But it's their birthday. What am I going to say? No? So Sunday morning, I roll out of bed. I'm in my pajamas. I put on like all this stuff. I go and I get in line. And here we are. It is 7:15 in the morning, and we're about 15 deep already in this line, and they don't even open until 8 o'clock.
It's you and your girlfriends.
Yep.
Okay. Well, at least you have company.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, like, once you're there, it's not so bad. You're with your friends. You're outside.
Right.
Like,
we can get through this together. Yeah. We're going to survive it.
So I go. And, it's until they sell out, and they only have certain flavors every day. So it's finally our turn. 45 minutes later, it's our turn. I wait in line, and I buy 3 large boxes of donuts.
3 dozen donuts.
Yep. I figure, all right, I will bring one to my sister's house. I'll drop it off. I'll drop one off at my mom's house, and then I'll bring the other ones to my house, and we'll do like a taste test. You
sure,
know?
Of course.
So I walk out with my 3 dozen donuts. Now, remember, it's first come, first serve. When they sell out, they sell out.
And then it's over. So, of course, now you're walking out past all the people that are still there in line. Some faces you may or may not recognize. Maybe they showed up after you. Maybe they were there 15 minutes after you. Mm-hmm. But they have been there for hours, and they see that you're leaving with essentially half the store full of donuts.
And me and my 3 girlfriends, each of us have 3 dozen donuts.
Oh, shush. Come on. Are you serious?
What? We waited in line.
But where are they going? They're going to their mothers, too, and then their cousins.
Distributing to everybody our donuts.
You didn't tell me this part of the story.
So the 4 of us walk out in line, each of us holding 3 dozen donuts.
4 of you with 3 dozen donuts.
Each.
Let me just get my phone real quick here because I'm good at math, but okay. I'm not that quite good at math. You keep talking while we do that.
So all of a sudden, we feel the daggers of the people waiting in line.
Times.
And they're staring at us. And I hear, boo.
It's 150 donuts that you guys just took out of there.
Boo. What'd you do? Buy all the donuts? Did you buy all the donuts? I go, listen, I got out of bed early. I came here early. I'm never doing this again in my life.
Wait a minute. So you interacted with them on top of it as you got booed and catcalled?
That's
you said something?
No, that's what I was thinking. I just had my head had my head down, okay. And I just walked really quickly by them to my car.
I mean, you could have got stoned if you did that.
1-800-330-9999. Were we wrong to buy all the donuts? There was definitely more donuts after we left. But like,
not many.
We waited in line like everybody else.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man. We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
Is Anna Zapp out of line? That's me. I went to one of those pop-up donut places where it was all the rage. They're only open on the weekends. And when they sell out of donuts, they're done. I dragged myself out of bed early with my girlfriends. We lined up. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. We waited an hour for the donuts, and then we bought 3 dozen each.
3 dozen.
And everybody in the line booed us as we walked by them with our boxes of donuts.
It should be noted that it's not like you were bringing donuts to a shelter or to church. You were dropping them off at various family members' houses who had no idea you were actually going to bring them donuts.
Was I out of line? I waited in line just like everybody else. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yana and Raven.
Absolutely not. She did the line. You get all the donuts you want.
Yep. 100%. I agree with you. Obviously.
gosh. Wow. You know, I can sense it. I get it.
You too. Thank you.
You're a survivor, but I can't say that I agree. Thank you for the call.
I mean, it's not like I'm buying toilet paper rolls. I'm buying donuts. You know? Yeah. It is what it is.
Anna and Raven, was Anna out of line?
No, not really. But you know what would have been nice? You should have given at least 1 donut to each person in the line.
Do you know how deep that line was, sir? How much are those donuts per donut,
by
the way?
$4 each.
$4 a piece. I don't even know you were a stranger. You're not getting $4. You look like you have a job and you have a hat on, so you're not starving. No donut for you.
There's kids in line. They all look disappointed.
Well, we should share just a little bit. That's all.
I like the...
That would have been nice. It would have been a nice gesture.
Yeah, it would have been nice, but I'm not doing it. Anna and Raven, was Anna out of line?
I don't think so.
No? If you've waited long enough, you know, to hell with the rest, these donuts are yours?
No, my feeling is, okay, she waited. But how do you know somebody else in back of her didn't want to do the same thing?
Exactly.
And she got there first.
You're 100% right. Thank you for the call.
Yay, capitalism. Anna and Raven, what do you think? Was Anna out of line?
No, she wasn't.
It's amazing to me. There is not a person amongst us that says, let's all make it together.
Well, I mean, it's not like I took something they needed, like hand sanitizer. I told you, this is literally donuts. You should have gotten up earlier. I dragged myself out of bed. Get there earlier.
Anna and Raven, was I out of line?
I think you were a little bit out of line. Oh. I don't know if I could have walked past all those people. And honestly, that's all I need to know about you, that you could walk past all those people.
How do I know how many donuts they have in the back? At the beginning, they could have 1,000 donuts.
They could.
They could. Who knows? And I have to be honest
with
you.
And you knew that they didn't.
I was supporting local business.
No, that's all I need to know about you.
Fair enough. You think you have a lousy landlord? Hear this story. It's Anna and Raven. There is a couple that moved into an apartment with their children. And then out of nowhere, the landlord pitched a tent in the backyard and started living there. Here they are talking about
it. Looking out the back and seeing these strangers.
He just was very aggressive from the start. I'm the owner. I can access this property whenever I feel like. I can be here.
Can you imagine?
The kids keep asking why there's this random like guy living in the backyard in a tent and they can't answer.
Why is there somebody going to the bathroom in the pond?
Right.
Oh, man.
And the police officers and the real estate agents can't get involved because when they looked over the contract again, it says, now this is a $560 a week lease agreement.
Wow.
So that's like a nice.
I mean, it's a serious rental payment, right?
And it includes the phrase that they didn't catch when they signed the lease. Rear yard is not included. So this guy put that one sentence in there,
sure,
so that he could live in a tent in the backyard while collecting all that money.
Well, everybody has a terrible landlord story. That's true. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of times, right, if you're renting a house, there will be stipulations, whether it's listed in the lease or not. Somebody's going to be parking in your garage. That toolbox will always be there. And they seem to be showing up all the time. Oh, he's going to store his boat here? Great.
Yeah. I had a landlord one time. That Marge was her name. Of course her name was Marge.
It's my neighbor's name, as a matter of fact.
Really? And she had a house and we kind of rented the bottom apartment. It was my husband and I's first place together. And sure. It was like, you know, your first place together. It was gross. It was nasty.
Yeah,
you know?
It's tight. It's not right in a nice neighborhood. Right.
Yeah. And she had all these dogs and they would go to the bathroom all over the yard and she would never, ever clean up. Like she didn't have lights outside.
Yeah.
So we would walk through it.
You have to come home at night. You're young.
In the pitch dark.
How old are you guys?
We were right out of college. Right. 22 years
so
old.
So you're going out 21. All the time. Coming home, maybe not in the proper circumstances.
It would be
in the
like
dark.
Trying to avoid landmines, trying to get to our front door. Oh, in the
I love it.
It was terrible. How about? Did you ever have a lousy landlord?
Well, when I lived in Los Angeles many years ago, I lived in an apartment building that was basically. I mean, the building should have fallen down in the Northridge earthquake, but it didn't. But the building next door did, and the building two doors over to the other side did too. That one didn't. The place was like roach infested, so we just had a million problems, and we used to bomb that thing all the time. Guy never did nothing about it, but I tell you something, 6:30 in the morning on the first of the month, he was there for the rent.
Of course.
Hey, guys. Oh, yeah, we'll get to that problem. Oh, yeah, no, I told you we'd get to that. We'll get to that later on. Terrible landlord.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good landlord stories, too.
Sure, of course.
But I think the lousy ones are the one that are a little bit funnier. Marge. I'll never forget Marge.
Well, at least she wasn't living in the room with you.
Or in the backyard. Can you imagine? It's funny now, thinking back on it. It wasn't funny at the time. Who was your lousy landlord? What made them so lousy? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. This comes up because a family had moved into a single-family home, and they looked in the backyard, and the landlord had moved into the backyard in a tent. Turns out he was in his legal right to do so because he excluded the backyard from the lease and they never even realized it.
I mean, it wasn't even a dump. They were paying over $2,000 a month for this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a crazy story.
It's Anna and Raven. We're asking you, what's your lousy landlord story? And I keep thinking about Marge. Marge was the landlord at my husband and I's first apartment, right? I'll never forget it. Moving out day. She always had a house coat on. Always had a house coat.
Right.
And it was always pink with flowers.
It's chilly.
Yeah. And when my dad came to help move us out, and we were young. We were like 22 years old. And he already was uneasy about me living not at home and living with my boyfriend.
Not a nice neighborhood, right?
All
it's
that.
Just, you know, terrible apartment.
And I'll remember her saying to my dad, "It's got to be weird having your daughter, you know, live with her boyfriend, right?" To my Italian
living
father.
In sin.
Oh, my gosh.
It must be shameful for your daughter to be living in sin.
Oh,
huh?
Can you imagine?
Boy toy.
Can you imagine? Oh, what happened with your lousy landlord? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I live in a duplex,
I live in one unit and my landlord lives in the other. This dude never wears a shirt, easily weighs 300 pounds, and it doesn't matter how cold it is. The windows are open, and he's just chilling with his chest hair and his Cheetos all over the place. You know, we have a shared backyard area. My wife will be outside with our kids, and he'll just sit on the deck in his boxers, chest out, no consideration. So
that's nasty.
You got a hot wife, buddy.
Oh, gosh.
You got my rent.
Oh. Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, when you're 300 pounds, you put a shirt on, you feel like it's 15 degrees warmer already. So I embrace his ability to get cooler. On the other hand, don't creep out and watch my wife and kids.
Yeah.
Right.
That's like a no-win situation, because how do you even bring it up? Hey, do you mind putting a shirt on?
Hey, know? Man.
Yeah.
Avert your eyes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven, your lousy landlord. Why are they so terrible?
Okay, first of all, I'm a coupon hoarder. Like, I get coupons all the time in the mail, but my landlord steals them from my mailbox.
What?
I've noticed I don't get near as many coupons as I used to. And it has to be my landlord. I know it. I just know it.
Is it a communal mailbox or something like that? It's not federal if it's not addressed to you, Anna. That's the problem.
Well, what if it says the resident at the address?
No,
it doesn't
count?
No, if
it's just a mailer, no. You're not going to get any crimes on that. They're not going to drag you out of the building and
oh, that would make me upset, too, if my landlord was taking my coupons.
Hey, Anna and Raven, what's your lousy landlord story?
Oh, my gosh. So my current landlord, he just refuses to hire a landscaper. You know, he says, oh, I'll handle it myself. 90% of the time, my lawn is just overgrown, and it looks like my house is abandoned. I mean, it just looks like everything is a mess. And I keep complaining, and he'll say, you know, he'll say, oh, I'll take care of it. But he wants to take care of it himself, and I feel bad because he's like 80, and it's too much for him.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't think about that. Yeah. 80 years old, that's tough.
Right.
I feel bad.
Yes.
So you just leave it looking
like
ratty? Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
well, he says like he's going to get around to it, and I think he's like waiting for a day when he like wakes up and he feels like good in the morning, you know, like
what?
He has energy or something.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile,
terrible.
The grass is 5 feet tall. Right?
Yeah. You know what? I mean, maybe just get a lawnmower, right, and start doing it and deduct it from your rent.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm getting 25 bucks off. Yeah, I'm taking 25 bucks off this month. I took care of it.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Rob and Beth. Rob, I'd like to start with you. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we've been married for 6 years, and I brought up the idea to have separate bedrooms.
Ooh.
How'd that go over?
Yeah. Not well. She thinks I'm crazy.
Right.
But I think I could do fun. I mean, like, she, for example, you know, I love watching TV at night. I can't fall asleep without, like, some kind of background music or the TV playing. She hates that. I love eating little snacks in bed. You know, I think it could be fun, too. Think of all, like, the role-playing we could do, I tell her.
Oh.
We could sneak into each other's beds at night, like in The Secret of My Success.
Wow. That is a 1985 reference, my friend. I get what you're saying.
Beth, you don't want to have separate rooms from your husband?
Okay, let's be clear. He's obsessed with this idea because we've been watching The Crown.
Oh, yeah.
It's so stupid. I'm basically giving him a overnight man cave. Like, no, you don't get that.
Right.
I want to sleep with my husband. We are not in the 1950s. We're not royalty. Like, no, stop it.
Stay with me so I can punish you. I'm not going to give you a nightly man cave. I mean, this was a thing, right? You mentioned the 50s. I mean, obviously, you know, I don't know about you, Anna, but when I used to go to my grandmother's house, there were separate beds. They had one bedroom, but they had separate beds. It was a large, long room.
Yeah.
I know lots of people did keep separate beds, and lots of people kept separate bedrooms, too. And they say for sleep reasons, it's better in some ways, and that it can add a little bit of a mystery and mystique to your relationship. My wife would never allow that to happen.
No.
Never.
I think most, well, I remember a couple years ago, this was becoming kind of a thing. I remember a couple years ago, it was becoming a trend where people wouldn't even live together anymore. Couples, married couples.
Right.
Remember that?
Right, right.
But I just think that there's something about the closeness of sleeping with your spouse that's really important. And Rob, really what it sounds like is you just want to eat chips in bed and listen and watch TV.
Kinda, yeah. And she hates that. So why not?
Well, let's see what our audience has to say. Rob and Beth have been married for 6 years, and Rob likes to stay up late, watch TV in the bedroom, eat ice cream in the bedroom, and that does not fly with his wife, Beth. Well, they've been watching The Crown, and he goes, let's just have separate bedrooms.
That's the answer. That's what we'll do. We'll have separate beds, separate bedrooms.
Yeah, I don't know. I know this was a thing back in the day. Now, on the surface, it sounds like a pretty good idea, right? You'd have separate areas. Snoring wouldn't be a problem, anything like that. You could both sleep exactly in the environment that you wanted to. On the other hand, you're alone and you're married.
And Beth says, absolutely not. We're married and we're going to stay in bed together and you will behave like an adult. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the side for the two separate beds. Me and my husband have separate beds. We're together 23 years. I was 16, he was 15. And we decided that separate beds were best because he was a climber.
A climber?
He climbs in the bed.
He would hang all over me every time I'm trying to sleep, and I couldn't do it anymore. So we decided to get separate beds.
That's called love, but right.
He was clingy, I get it.
My mother and father thought it was really strange, and, you know, they tried it, and they now have separate beds also.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
Thank you. Rob loves to stay up late, watch TV, eat ice cream in bed, all things that his wife Beth doesn't actually allow him to do. So he's got a plan.
Right. Well, Rob thinks that it's time for them to separate their bedrooms and thinks that it'll be the perfect thing. That'll add a little bit of mystery to their relationship. He mentioned role-playing, Anna, as if that was going to get him in.
Right. Beth says, no, you basically want a dorm room where you can go and do whatever you want. And
right.
We're a married couple. We've been married 6 years. You're going to sleep in bed with me and act like an adult.
All those same habits belong to a 12-year-old.
Whose side are you on this morning? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999.
All right. I'm on the husband's side because my husband is just like that, 25 years, and he sleeps in bed with the TV on. He eats all night, and I can't get no rest, and I require at least 8 hours of rest.
So you actually want to kick him out.
Right,
that's your plan.
Right, right. You're thinking about going home and bringing this up this afternoon. We wish you luck. Thanks for the call.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side.
Tell
this
us what.
This guy needs to go find a time machine so he can erase everything he has ever said about this. And that's the only way this can be fixed.
Oh, I thought you were going to suggest he takes a time machine to go back to the decade when everybody was doing this.
Right.
You know what? Do that. That's right. The fix. He needs to get a time machine and get out of here. There's almost no fixing this.
Right.
Crazy, crazy. 6 years of marriage? Oh, my God. I'm dying. Anyway, good luck, fella.
Have a great morning.
What would you go back for if you could get a time machine? There had to be something good out of that decade, right? Like lead paint?
Lead paint.
Terrible gas mileage?
I guess. I don't know. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on her side because, once again, you better be very careful what you ask for. Distancing like that, you're gonna end up distancing and you're going to end up ruining your relationship like that. You got to compromise. Even a couple of days TV on, couple days TV off, whatever the case may be. It has to be a compromise. But separate bedrooms, absolutely not.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Beth, our audience agreed with you. Rob, you can't just have a room so you could have a frat room. It's not fair and it's not right. You're a married man and your wife wants to spend time with you in bed.
Thank you. Okay. See, the snugs are important, honey.
Okay, and then you'll still have to keep dealing with my snores, then. That's fine.
I can wear earplugs. It's worth it to have you with me.
The worst is when we're on the couch, me and my wife, and we're watching TV together, and I start to pass out, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go to pass out, she's like, hey! She does that to me. And I'm like, what? She's like, you're snoring. And I was like, I might have snored once. I might have, you know, one
sound. She's nipping it in the bud.
And she's like, hey, she does it again.
Right, because she's trying to make you stop snoring, Raven. What don't you understand?
That's my time.
Uh-huh. All right, you got a problem too? Send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's Alice.
Alice, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Alice.
All right, Alice. We have $500 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that big old studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same 5. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven, though. You ready to play?
Ready.
Number 1, Sarah Jessica Parker says that Kim Cattrall will not be recast in the Sex and the City revival. What is Sarah Jessica Parker's character's name, first and last?
Carrie Bradshaw.
Number 2, Pepsi said they will cut ads for the Super Bowl halftime so they can focus more on the performance during the halftime show. Who is performing this year?
The Weeknd.
Number 3, Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem are in talks to play Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in their new biopic. What was Lucy's best friend's name on I Love Lucy?
I know this.
Time's up. It's okay. Number four, Ben & Jerry is now making ice cream for dogs. What human flavor of Ben & Jerry's is described as being a mix of chocolate ice cream, marshmallows, caramel swirls, fish-shaped fudge pieces, and it's named after a band?
Cherry Garcia.
Number five, Zayn has a phone number you can call to hear previews of all the songs on his upcoming album. What boy band was Zayn a part of before breaking off on his own?
One Direction.
Okay, not bad, Alice. Let's see how Raven does. Let's bring him in. Come on, buddy.
Let's see how she did.
She got 3 out of 5.
All right, that's not too bad. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Sarah Jessica Parker says that Kim Cattrall will not be recast in the Sex and the City revival. What is Sarah Jessica Parker's character's name, first and last?
She's Carrie Bradshaw. Excuse me.
That is correct.
I like that slot machine.
Number two, Pepsi said that they will cut ads for the Super Bowl, so the focus will more be on the halftime show this year. Who is performing at the Super Bowl halftime show?
It's The Weeknd.
Yes. Number three, Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem are in talks to play Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in the new biopic. What was Lucy's best friend's name on I Love Lucy?
That's easy. Ethel.
Ethel is correct. You guys are tied at three. Number four, Ben & Jerry's is now making ice cream for dogs.
Yep.
What human flavor of Ben & Jerry's is described as being a mix of chocolate ice cream, marshmallows, caramel swirls, and fish-shaped fudge pieces named after a band?
Isn't that fish food?
Fish food is correct. Oh, you're on a roll today.
I hate fish. The band.
Okay, thank you. Number five, Zayn has a phone number you can call to hear previews of all the songs on his new upcoming album.
Okay.
What boy band was Zayn a part of before he broke off on his own?
One Direction, and you're about 2 years late, bro.
I'm sorry, Alice. He beat you 5-3 this morning. We're going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Allison. I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for trying, Alice. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $600 tomorrow, Anna.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.